Big Daddy Dave coming up on 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. We've got a Kicks Morning Chat this morning, and honored to have Ben Isaacs on the phone with me this morning. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing great. Really looking forward to the show that you are going to be putting on with Brothers of the Heart. That's coming up very, very soon at the J.E. Broyhill Civic Center.
We are so excited to be there. We got booked there several months ago, and we've been pushing it on our socials, and it's doing very well. Looks like there's probably a little more than 100 tickets left, so we would love to see you come see this show.
Yeah, and this is great because you guys only play so many dates a year together, and this just happens to be one of them.
That's right. You know, we all have, initially, when I put this quartet together in 2019, The Gaither label groups had been, we had been playing in, around Nashville. Mike and I had been, and I was like, well, can we put a quartet together with this? And I said, absolutely. So in 2019, we put this together, and it has been incredible. And it was really essentially just made for a TV quartet only. It was just made for TV.
Okay.
And we got so many requests to travel that we may do a dozen dates a year.
Wow.
So it's very, very rare.
Yeah.
Very rare.
And we are blessed and honored to have you coming here to Lenoir.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the group. How did you all get together? And the name, Brothers of the Heart, how did that come to be, Ben?
Okay. We got together, as I said a minute ago, Mike Rogers and I had started playing together around Nashville just because we loved these old songs. And the president of the Gaither Music Group came and watched us play one night. He goes, man, this is incredible. He said, is it possible, Ben, that you could put me together, a quartet or, and look at our label? So automatically I thought, okay, Jimmy Fortune and Bradley Walker. So the quartet is made up of Jimmy Fortune of the Statler Brothers, Bradley Walker, who is one of the most incredible country singers you'll ever hear in your life, and then a guy named Mike Rogers that you may not know yet, but Mike is he's out with Ricky Skaggs. He sings tenor to Ricky Skaggs, but he's an incredible musician and an incredible singer. And then myself, who, I've been around music for 52 years. I've been around it my whole life. And I've always spent my life singing with girls, but now I get to sing with guys, and it's way less drama.
a little easier.
No, it's fun. But, it was a made-for-TV quartet that we had so many requests to do it, and we're so blessed. We're if we do a dozen shows this year, all the crowds are 95% to 100%, so it's been very, very good for us.
That is great. So how did you come up with the name? What was the what brought that about?
So, we were struggling with that. Our first album we did, it was under Fortune, Walker, Rogers, Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
That's our last names. But the subtitle, which is a song that we cut, was Brotherly Love. We always love that song. And people started calling us Brotherly Love. Well, we got to seeing if we could buy that name, and we couldn't. It belonged to some group. So we was doing our last video shoot with Don Reed. He hosted the video shoot on our last project. And he said something to the fact of, you guys are more than brothers. He said, you guys are brothers of the heart. And, man, it just stuck with us. And immediately I called the lawyer. I said, hey, is this name available? He goes, yes. So we are Brothers of the Heart.
I love that. It just kind of clicked, and it really fits you guys.
Yeah, and Don Reed gave it to us. So how cool is that?
That's even better, yeah. And, my goodness, the harmonies with the four of you are amazing. I encourage folks, if they aren't familiar with the group, to go on YouTube and check out some of your videos. They are phenomenal. You do all sorts of music from gospel to classic mm-hmm. country. I love the mix.
Thank you. You know, we are a non-genre specific band. You know, like you said, we'll do a classic country song, and we'll do a classic rock song, mm-hmm. and we do a lot of gospel, and then we'll also tie in some of you know the songs that Jimmy wrote for the Statler Brothers. You know, Elizabeth, and we'll do something from Don Williams or you know the Eagles. But the thing that ties it all together is when we started talking about doing this record, I was like, guys, let's not worry about genres. Let's pick songs that we were raised on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick songs that people are familiar with and let's do them our style. So that's kind of how it's all happened, you know?
Yeah, I love how you do that. Like you said, it's songs that you love, songs that you know, and putting your own spin on them is fantastic. I have to say, probably my favorite out of all the videos and songs that I've watched and listened to is your take on Roy Orbison's Crying. It is just phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's one of those, one of the first times I ever met Jimmy Fortune. We were doing a little jam, and he started singing that, and I thought, man, you know, there's something special about Jimmy. Anything mm-hmm. Jimmy sings is I would say it's anointed. He's just, whatever he sings, it's so good. So good. And he just absolutely, I think my pick of Jimmy's is when we covered My Girl.
Oh, that was a great version too. My goodness. I just love how you all bring something great to the table. And then when it all, you know, just kind of melts together during the songs, it just really, really elevates it. And it just gives you a whole fresh look at that song. And, you know, encourage folks to get their tickets Thursday, August 8th. You're going to be at the J.E. Broyhill Civic Center, 7:00. Is showtime. If folks want to get the tickets, like you said, they're starting to go. There's only a handful left. They can visit BroyhillCenter.com and make sure they don't miss out on what's going to be a phenomenal show.
It is so fun. You know, again, this is something that we don't get to do a lot. So we automatically come into this excited as a band, because we know, we're fans of each other. You know, the four guys that sing on the front of this thing are huge fans of each other, and we have so much respect, and we have so much fun when we play together that it's almost, you know, for me, it is almost like a big living room setting.
Yeah, that's the feel you get when you watch the videos. I can see how much you guys really respect each other, appreciate each other's talents, and that's why I think it works so well.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, I'm so excited to bring this. And North Carolina has been a huge home for the Isaacs anyway, my family band. And mm-hmm. I'm so excited to see so many people that, you know, that we love. And, you know, that's really close to where Jimmy's from, too. So we're expecting a lot of people come down from Virginia. So it's going to be a great night.
Absolutely. Sure, look forward to it. Ben, thank you so much for taking some time this morning and chatting with me, and we look forward to a great show.
Thank you, Big Daddy.
It was my pleasure. Ben Isaacs, you have a great day, and we'll see you soon in Lenore.
Thank you, my friend.
There's Ben Isaacs from Brothers of the Heart. Get your tickets, BroyhillCivicCenter.com. It's going to be a fantastic show. August 8th. Don't miss out.